You know, I just love words. I find that at work, I do things like I say, I'll write the annual report. I'll do the site visit, such and such. I like words. I just love trying to make them fit together, to express something, to do it in as simple and clear a way as possible. I like to communicate, and I like to engage some invisible other, to have it serve some useful purpose. When I'm, like, with this novel, at the point, like, in between when I send it off and they're doing the line editing and I'm not really working on the next thing, you know, I find myself writing these really long emails. I just love it. And when it's one, I think it was Jack Cady said, this kind of goes back to your last question, what's the process of writing a novelty? Kind of. He gave this also very liberating thing. He says, in any piece of work, you're going to write at least 35,000 words that are sheer garbage. So just get it over with. Just keep writing and writing and writing. And part of it's going to be garbage. And just be undaunted. Just keep writing, even if it's not working. Because you got to get all that junk out before you get something that's usable, which was helpful to know that it doesn't have to come out good for it to eventually come out good. And it reminded me of when I was in college, I took a canoeing course. I went to St. Lawrence. It's near the Canadian border in New York. And there's this beautiful wild river through the Adirondacks called the Racket River. I'm a lousy canoeer. I have no upper body strength, and one stroke is. But every now and then I'd get into the flow, you know, and it's autumn in the Adirondacks, and the leaves are turning, the sky is blue, and it's just life. It's so exhilarating. And then eventually I'd kind of drift over and get snared in this thing, and then I'd have to paddle and paddle and paddle to get out, and then, you know, for 6 more minutes, well, writing to me feels like that. There's a lot of just writing and writing and writing, trying to get out of snares, which is intellectually engaging. You're trying to figure out a puzzle. But what is really thrilling are those, you know, sometimes you just get on a stream and it's just exhilarating. It's doing what I love to do. It's, you know, when the words are flowing and it's 3 a.m. at night, I just can go on forever until I snare again. So it is that kind of balance of having to kind of intellectually figure out how to get back out of that flow, and then having that thing. That's why I find it's just joy. Frustration and joy.